Good morning. My guest this morning is Gus Gorelick for the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Hi, Gus.
Hi. Well, I'm actually from the Gravenstein Mandolin Ensemble.
Right, of
but
course.
We're performing at the Sebastopol Center.
Yes. Talk about that. June the 3rd.
June the 3rd, we're doing a concert. There's 15 of us in our mandolin ensemble.
The Gravenstein Mandolins.
Gravenstein Mandolins, originally from Sebastopol.
Right, right.
We started out with about four or five of us, and we've grown, and we've been together about 10 years.
We just determined that you have 15 people in your group. What kind of music does 15 mandolins play?
Well, I'll tell you, this concert, we're calling it Music from the Americas. And because a lot of people think, well, mandolin music is either classical music or it's Italian music, and I love both. But this time we're focusing on this hemisphere and starting out with a lot of tunes from Brazil and Argentina and Venezuela and Mexico for the first half, South America. Then we move to North America and do some original pieces because there's a lot of people composing for mandolin orchestras now. And not just bluegrass people. Then we conclude the concert with some vocals. We have some excellent vocalists in our group. And Dorian Bartley has her own band, the Bartley. Dorian Mode is the name of her band. And she also plays in a bluegrass band called Foxes in the Hen House.
Great.
And she's
names.
A terrific, yeah, and she's a terrific singer and bass player. So she's going to do some Duke Ellington tunes that were arranged for vocal and for mandolin ensemble, and we have two other vocals. One is called "Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter," and we invite everybody to sing along on that one.
I can sing
because everybody knows that one,
right? Yeah. You mentioned how long the Gravenstein Mandolins have been in existence. Go back and talk about that.
Yeah, well, it's been about 10 years, and about four or five of us had met at a mandolin convention, and I forgot where it was. I think it was San Diego, and there was a huge mandolin orchestra at that convention, 120 mandolins.
Wow.
Mandolin, mandolas, mandocellos, guitars, bass, the whole thing.
Yeah.
We said, boy, we ought to do this in Sonoma County. And it was a little harder to do because it's hard to find mandolin players that read music. I mean, there's a lot of mandolin players, especially bluegrass and old time and Irish people. And most of them don't read or don't want to sit down and read classical and be in an orchestra.
Or maybe did you find some people that really had to be persuaded to play the kind of music you wanted to play rather than their favorites?
Yes, we had to do a lot of arm twisting.
But not too hard.
But now we're up to 15 people, and the whole thing, the mandocellos, mandolas, great guitar player, great upright bass, and other instruments. I play violin solo on a couple things in the concert. And we've had a clarinet. We did a klezmer concert, and we had a clarinet player. So it expands. Over 10 years, it's grown to what it is now. And we're also, I should mention, we're hosting a national convention here in Santa Rosa next year. There's a Classical Mandolin Society of America has conventions every year. And they decided to have one in the Bay Area. And it was so expensive to have one in San Francisco.
Yeah, right.
Ended up choosing Santa Rosa. So it's going to be next year, November, at the Flamingo Hotel in Santa Rosa.
Wonderful.
So the town will be crawling with mandolin players.
Right. You'll be able to stick your head out the window and listen, and they are.
That's right.
Off in the distance.
Yeah.
Are you still as happy as you've always been to be the kind of musician that you are?
I mean, I'm constantly finding new horizons to explore, certainly the mandolin orchestra has given me a real focus because I do a lot of arranging for it. I'm sort of the conductor, even though I don't stand on a podium. I'm playing and conducting.
What's your second favorite instrument?
I mean, mandolin and violin are very similar, so
that's
I'm playing
true,
both
right,
of those,
right.
And then I play piano a little bit, but mostly at home.
Right. Okay. Gus, good to see you again, and thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks.
Let's tell people that this is the Gravenstein Mandolins, all 15 of them, at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, June 3rd, 7:30 p.m. For information, here's a number to call, 526-7763. Or you can just go to brownpapertickets.com, event number 291-9901, and get your tickets. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.